ओम हरि ओम तत्सत श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः। हरि ओम ओम नमो भगवते श्री दक्षिणामूर्ति स्वरूपाय श्री दयानंद रूपाय परम गुरवे परमात्मने परब्रह्मणे। The teaching sounds easy and simple. At the same time, we're understanding very, very profound, subtle facts. Because even though we seem to be knowing, we're not paying attention to these subtle facts. We pay attention means we can dwell upon it, we can ascertain it. So it enhances, it strengthens our understanding. So here we saw the 14th verse. Vikara vastunaha tesham anusandhatruta utaha. The vikara vastu, any object, every object except the subject of knowledge. Every object is a material product, and every object, the material product, which is ever of the nature of inertness, is definitely choicelessly subject to change. So change is something unchangeable on the part of the object. Because object is matter, object is material product, and it is inherently subject to change. Therefore, the object is subject to change. Being subject to change, it can never have the status of being, status of observing, status of observing, being the observer. The changing object can never have the status of being the observer means the known can never be the observed, can never be the observer. Observer can never become, can never be the observer. Observer, subject of observation, observes the changes happening on the part of the observer. Not only the object is object of observation, the attributes, the nature, the dharmas of the object is subject to change also, observed, objects of knowledge. Therefore, the observed object which is subject to change can never be the observer of the changes. Is it clear? That is the teaching in the 14th verse. Is it clear or not? Okay. We'll go to the next verse, today's class. In this verse also, in the 15th verse also, Lakshmidhara Kavi establishes the changelessness being the nature of the Atma, nature of the reality. Changelessness is the nature of the reality, and the changelessness is the nature of the surupma of the I. The changelessness is the nature of Brahma, and the changelessness is the nature of his one's own Swarupam. Then one's own self is Brahma. Aham Brahma Asmi. I am Brahman. Why Aham Brahma Asmi? Because Brahman is ever of the reality implied by the term Brahma is ever of the nature of changelessness, and I am ever of the nature of changelessness. I am unchanging, changeless consciousness, awareness. Aham Brahma Asmi. So, I cannot be resolved anywhere other than the consciousness. The consciousness is ever of the nature of changelessness. Okay. Being changeless means what? Not be subject to birth and death also. Being changeless means not being subject to birth and death. And the changes, being the nature of the matter, changes are objects of knowledge. Changes happening on the part of the objects are also objects of knowledge. Changes are observable, changes are objectifiable. Whereas the knower of the changes is ever of the nature of changelessness. As a kind of changeless means what? The changeless, therefore, Atma is ever changeless, therefore, Atma is immortal. Atma is absolutely free from mortality. But unfortunately, what we casually, we have been entertaining the notion that I'm a mortal. I'm going to die one day. We are all going to die one day. This is natural on our part. Actually, this is not a thoughtful expression. It's mechanically we're expressing, which means we are having strong identity with the body. Of course, body is all the sixfold modifications. And one of the modifications, which is called relative destruction, and one of the sixfold modifications is death. Isn't it? The body is subject to death. We are subject to birth, subject to death. In between, also subject to subtle changes. That is the nature of any material form, including physical body of an individual. But because of the identity with the body, because of the strong identity with the mind, and the mind being inseparable from the body, the identity is also with the body, and a very strong identity with the body. Therefore, casually we say, what? I'm going to die. I'm a mortal. So I'm a mortal is what? Ahankara. What's ahankara? Any erroneous self-image, any erroneous notion one has about oneself is ahankara, isn't it? So, if it is corrected, it is vision. Incorrected, if it is not corrected, it is erroneous perception, the notion, ahankara. So here, in this 15th verse, again, the Acharya makes us understand how we are of the nature of changelessness. Changelessness is the surupam of consciousness, and it is abstract, formless reality, which is ever of the nature of consciousness, is the truth of I. There's no I. I has no meaning other than this abstract, formless, all pervasive awareness. Okay? Ever changeless awareness. Absolutely indestructible awareness. And then identity must be with this ever changeless, indestructible awareness. You can say what? Aham Brahma Asmi. He says here, Nachasva Janmana Shamva, Nachasva Janmana Shamva, Nachasva Janmana Shamva. Swajanmana Shamba Drashto Marhati Kaschana Drashto Marhati Kaschana Drashto Marhati Kaschana Tauhi Praguttara Bhava Charama Prathamakshanau Uttarabhava Charama Prathamakshanau. It is really, in this verse, he presents something interestingly. Okay, listen. Tauhi Praguttarabhava Charama Prathamakshanau. Tauhi Praguttarabhava Charama Prathamakshanau. Tauhi Praguttara Bhava Charama Prathamakshanau. Praguttara Bhava Charama Prathamakshanau. The second line is one sentence. Are you all following? Tauhi Praguttara Bhava Charama Prathamakshanau. Tauhi Praguttara Bhava Charama Prathamakshanau. Najasva Janmana Shancha. Najasva Janmana Shancha. ஓகே. நச்சஸ்வஜன்மநாசம்வா த்ருஷ்டுமர்ஹதி கஷ்சன, த்ருஷ்டுமர்ஹதி கஷ்சன தௌஹி ப்ராகுத்தராபாவாசரம ப்ரதமக்ஷணோ. உத்தராபாவாசரம ப்ரதமக்ஷணோ. ஓகே, பிஃபோர் ஐ கோ ஹெட், மேக் இட் வெரி கிளியர். If change is there on the part of the self, change is there on the part of the self, which means that the knower is a changer, the knower also undergoes changes. The knower undergoes changes, then the knower cannot be the knower of the changes. The knower undergoes changes, knower cannot be the knower of the changes. The knower is ever of the nature of changelessness, and that knower, we do not have many knowers here. There's only one knower. Absolutely, there's only one knower. And there's only knower of the anything known is awareness, the pure consciousness. And that pure consciousness, the only knower, is ever of the nature of changelessness. And not being changeless is ever of the nature of immortality. Aham Brahma Asmi, I am that ever changeless consciousness, where I am ever of the nature of immortality. I am immortal reality Brahma. This is the fact. This is the fact. If this fact is understood, not that we are going to say that my body is going to be there. You can be objective towards the body, and it is very easily accept, it becomes acceptable. What becomes acceptable easily? The falling apart of the body, the death of the body can be objectively, effortlessly accepted. Acceptable. We can understand the fact, accept the fact. That means you are very mature, that you are not at all afflicted by the whatever happens to the body. It's not just only your body is going to die, and you're also very happy. You know that every other's body is as good as your body. Your body is as good as any other's body. Any body one day, you know, will fall apart. Going through wears and tears, one day it will get definitely completely disintegrated. This change is inevitable on the part of the body. At the same time, changelessness is the nature of the Atma. Change is said to be the death of the body. And here, changelessness is what now? Immortality of the Atma, which is the Swarupa. He is explaining how to understand the Atma is immortal. Okay, I am immortal. How do you understand? Only by understanding the knower is changeless. Knower is of the nature of changelessness. I am the knower. Therefore, I, the knower, am ever immortal, changeless consciousness implied by the term Brahma. That's what he is going to explain in this verse. Okay, please make a note. Let us think of the birth of somebody and the death of somebody. Janma means birth. Are you listening? Janma means birth. And here, Nashaha means what? Death. Nashaha is equal to Maranam. Janma is equal to birth. Janma, Maranam. Janma, Nashaha, birth and death. The birth and death are two of the six modifications happening on the part of the body. Isn't it? Two of the six modifications. Now, when birth happens, okay, birth happens, there's a way how the Sankhyas talk about the birth. What is birth? Sometimes we accept, it takes certain acceptable nice things when the others say, we accept it. okay, the technical expression of, technically stating what is birth. Okay, the birth is of the body. Birth is definitely is of the body only. Body alone, from nothing, slowly, so it gets formed, it is made, it's a product, is it? It's an effect, it comes out. So the birth is of the body. Before the body becomes delivered from mother's womb, okay, I mean the baby's body, the baby's body is existent or non-existent? Because we don't see the body. Because we do not see the body, what do we make conclusion? The body is non-existent. The baby's body, until it is born, it is non-existent. It's our conclusion, okay? The baby's body is non-existent until it is born. And we all make a note in India, definitely, even other countries, they make note of what now? Time of birth, the place of birth, isn't it? Time of birth, definitely we make note. The date of birth. Date, place and time of birth, you make a note. And the place of, the time of birth is noted. Exactly 5:55 a.m. the baby's body got delivered from mother's womb. The nurse must have been very alert to make a note immediately. As soon as it comes out, make a note. 5:55 a.m. baby got delivered. So until the 5:55 a.m. there is non-existence of the body. Understand? This is the prior. Before the birth of the baby's body, there is non-existence of the body until when? 5:55 a.m. Yes, it? Okay, simply take some time. That time is what now? So 5:55 a.m., isn't it? The 5:55 a.m. is what, until then, is non-existence. But from after 5:55 a.m., there is existence of the body. So this non-existence of the body before the birth is said to be what now? Purva abhavaha or prag abhavaha, prag abhavaha, prag abhavaha. In fact, absolutely there is no such a thing called non-existence at all. Okay, existence only relative. Non-existence is relative. Okay, in fact, there's no such thing called non-existence at all that we establish. But here, just to understand, relatively, the body, until the birth of the body, for example, 5:55 a.m., some babies is born. And until that time, there is what now? Non-existence of the body. Non-existence of the baby's body. That non-existence before the birth of the body, until it comes into existence, is said to be what now? Prior non-existence. Prior non-existence means what? Prag abhavaha or purva abhavaha. Prag abhavaha or purva abhavaha. The non-existence before it comes into existence is called prior non-existence. And there is, what is, there's a lost moment, okay? The lost moment of prior non-existence is when 5:55 a.m. The birth time of, the time of birth of the baby is what is whatever? The lost moment of prior non-existence. The lost moment of prior non-existence is what now? 5:55 a.m. Because then body has existed, isn't it? Therefore, Pragabhavasya Antimahakshanaha. Pragabhavasya Antimahakshanaha. Pragabhavasya Charamahakshanaha. Charamaha means Antimaha. Okay? Pragabhavasya purva abhavasya antimaha kshanaha means the lost moment. Kshanaha, this kshanaha, okay? The lost moment of prior non-existence is what? 5:55 a.m. The time, isn't it? Therefore, what is birth? According to the technical explanation, what is birth? The lost moment of the prior non-existence is birth. What is, how is birth is defined? The birth of the newborn baby. The body, isn't it? The birth of the newborn. The body is we say what now? The last moment of the prior non-existence is birth. Anything, something is newly made. What is the birth of this? Origination of it. Okay, the prior, the last moment of the prior non-existence is the birth. Have you understood it now? Until that, it is not non-existent. It was not that before. It has come into the existence now. Means, you say, any birth of any body is nothing but the lost moment of the prior non-existence.
You say, before the birth was elasticity, you
know.
You say, the six notifications, before birth, it always elasticity.
No, no. That is different. Asti also temporary existence. Asti also there, temporary existence it's talked about. See, that is, in there we talk about changes. Asti means temporary existence. Temporarily it exists in a form, then it undergoes a change, it becomes a new form, it's a birth, then again undergoes a change. We talk about six-fold modifications. But here we are understanding only the birth. Why he is discussing this birth and death of the body? Because just to prove that there is, okay, the knower of the changes is ever of the nature of changelessness. That's what he says, he's going to explain. Okay? But instead of saying simply, we put with defense, what is birth? Okay, the last moment of the prior non-existence is birth. Got it? Then what is death then? Now the body, the old man, one old man dies. He dies, okay? Somebody was there. Okay? Puja Swamiji was here. And exactly in 2015, September 22nd, 10 p.m. the person passed away. You see? 10 p.m. he passed away. Until the 10 p.m., isn't it? There was existence of the body. 10 p.m. the body, body existed. Imagine, some old man died this morning. Okay. 8 a.m. So until 8 a.m. he was there. The body was there. After 8 a.m. the body is non-existent. A cremation also happened. Imagine, body is non-existent. So what is death then? After the death, there's non-existence of the body. After birth, before birth of the body was non-existent, which is called prior non-existence. Pragabhavaha. Dehasya pragabhavaha. Dehasya uttara abhavaha or pradhamsa abhavaha. Uttara abhavaha, purva abhavaha. Pragabhavaha, pradhamsa abhavaha. Pragabhavaha, purabhavaha means what? Prior non-existence of the body before its birth. And posterior non-existence or later non-existence after the death of the body. Is it clear now? That existence is discussed in this manner. Before the origination of something, there is prior non-existence. And after the destruction of something is posterior non-existence. Understand? So here he says, what is his birth and death? Instead of saying birth, death, birth and death, he says, birth can be defined as the prior, the lost moment of the prior non-existence is equal to birth. Then prathamakshanaha prag pradhvamsa abhavasya. Pradhvamsa abhavasya uttara abhavasya prathamakshanaha is what post it, isn't it? The death. What is death now? The first moment of posterior non-existence is the time of death. Okay, this is death. What is death? What is birth? What is birth? Death. Is it okay now? The last moment of the prior non-existence is birth. The first moment of the posterior non-existence, later non-existence, is death. Got it? So he used the kshanaha. Say kshanaha. Prathamaha kshanaha means first moment. Kasya prathamaha kshanaha. Pradhvamsa abhavasya uttara abhavasya prathamaha kshanaha nashaha. Nashaha ityukte kaha? Maranam ityukte kim? What is death? Death is nothing but long, the first moment of posterior non-existence is death. What is birth? What is birth? Origination. The last moment of prior non-existence is birth. Got it? In Samskritam, how do you say it in Samskritam? Pragabhavasya Pragabhavasya Antimahakshanaha Pragabhavasya Charamaha kshanaha. Is it clear now? Pragabhavasya charamaha kshanaha janma. What is birth? Something comes newly, isn't it? The last moment of the prior non-existence is birth. The first moment of posterior later non-existence is death. Pradhvamsa abhavasya, uttara abhavasya, prathamaha kshanaha, maranam nashaha. Pragabhavasya, antimaha kshanaha, charamaha kshanaha, janma. Understand? Which means, he explains this, okay? The knower can never know one's own death, one's own birth. Knower can never know one's own death, one's own birth means what? Change can never be, okay, known if the knower is subject to change. Because knower is ever of the nature of changelessness. He explained here. Please listen to me. Nachaswa janma nasham va. Nachaswa janma nasham va. Drashto marhati kaschana. Hati kaschana. See, swa janma. Drashtum kaschana na arhati. Swa janma drashtum kaschana na arhati. One cannot see, one cannot know the birth of, okay, one's own birth. Swa janma drashtum kaschana na arhati. One cannot know one's own birth. Okay. Then, similarly, kaschana swa nasham drashtum na arhati. Nakaschana swanasham drishtum arhati. None can know one's own death. Why? Because knower, one must be with the knower to know one's death, isn't it? To know one's death means one must be subject to death. So, one cannot know one's own birth, one's own death means one has no birth, one has no death. If you have to know your birth, you have to know your death means what? What is birth and death are changes, isn't it? You have to know your birth, your death means you must be subject to change. The knower must be subject to change, isn't it? Knower must be subject to birth, knower must be subject to death, knower must be subject to changes. Only then one can talk of one's own birth, one's own death. Understand? But knower can never know one's birth means knower must be changing. If to know one's death, to know one's change means what? One there must change on one spot. The change, if there's knower is subject to change, the knower is subject to birth and death, the knower cannot be the knower of the changes. Is it clear now? That is the main lesson here. What's teaching? If knower has to know one's birth, the knower has to know one's death. Knower must be subject to birth and death. If the knower is subject to death, birth and death, how can the knower, is it the knower must have, if the knower is subject to change, he cannot know the changes. But is it clear now? See, to know, if a person has to know one's birth means what? If a person has birth, the body has birth, one's own self has birth, then one's subject to change. One can know bodies, the birth is different. One's own birth and one's own death. What do we say? I was born. When you say, you're talking about your birth, not about the body's birth. The body's birth is taken to be your birth. Body's death is taken to be the person's death. That is, I'm going to die means you think you are a mortal. I was born means you think you were born. You think that birth and death, that the changes happening on the part of the knower. If the knower is subject to birth and death, the knower must be undergoing changes. The changing knower cannot know the changes. Changing knower cannot know the changes. The knower is changeless. The only changeless knower can know the changes. Who can know the changes? The knower also changes. The knower changes. He cannot know the changes happening. He must be there to know the change. When the change happens, you must be there to know the change happening. Is it clear what I'm saying? Is it clear? If the knower undergoes changes, how can he cannot, the same knower is not there. The previously some other knower was there. At present, some other knower is there. Later on, some other knower is going to be there means the present knower cannot know. Understand now? The previous changes. So what he wants to convey here is the knower cannot be subject to birth and death. Knower cannot be subject to birth and death. Knower is ever of the nature of changelessness. Therefore, knower has no birth and death. Knower can know the changes in terms of birth and death of others. Understand? Not one's own birth and death. Knower can know the changes in terms of birth and death of the matter, material forms. But knower cannot know the birth and death of one's own self. Why? Knower is not subject to change. The changeless knower can never know the changes in terms of birth and death of the material forms. The changeless knower alone can know the changes in terms of birth and death of the material forms. But the knower consciousness is ever of the nature of changelessness. Understand? How can you know your own death if you are subject to change? Birth is a change. Death is a change. If you know your the change happening on your part, how can you know? You cannot be the knower then. You are a knower and you know the birth change in terms of birth. You know the change in terms of death of other material forms, not of your own birth and death. You can never know the birth and death of your own birth and death. It's impossible for the knower to know one's own birth and death because there's no birth and death for the knower. If the knower has the birth and death, the knower cannot be the knower of birth and death. Okay? The knower, if the knower has birth and death, means what? The knower is undergoing changes. The changing one cannot know one's own birth, isn't it? Is it clear now? If you are a knower, as a knower, you must be changeless. You are ever the changeless. Because you are changeless, the changeless knower alone can know the changes happening. The knower also subject to change, then changes cannot be known. Understand? Because you will be changing. You were not there before. You cannot know. That's why the knower is always there, changelessly, immortally. Therefore, changes in terms of birth and death happening on the part of the material forms can be known. The knower can never know one's own birth and death means you can never prove the birth and death of the Atma. Which means Atma has no birth, Atma has no death, Atma is subject to any of the changes. Understand, immortality is the swarupam of the Atma. Atma is absolutely immortal because Atma is subject to any of the modifications, changes. Because you are the knower, you can never know your own death, birth and death. Because you have no birth and death. Is it clear? You have no birth and death. Therefore, you cannot know your birth and death. You can know the birth and death of other material forms. Why you cannot know your birth and death? Because you have no birth and death. Why you have no birth and death? You are of nature of changelessness. Simple. Clear? Eh?
Why I can't see the birth and death of the body? Because it's not me.
Which about whose body?
My body.
That's the problem. My body means what? Which is your body? Which is your body?
Your
form is. You again have a body identity. Even if I were to say my body, again identity has come. Identity has come, isn't it? I am talking about, see, you are the knower when Shastram says your identity is already shifted from anatma to atma. Abstract, formless reality, consciousness. Aham Brahma Asmi means I am absolute, okay? Absolute consciousness. I am ever of the nature of changeless consciousness. Aham Brahma Asmi, okay? So the knower, who is the knower here? The knower is Brahma. The knower is Atma. The knower knows by very nature the changes happening on the part of the matter. Knower knows the changes happening on the part of the material forms, including birth and death. Understand? The knower cannot know one's own birth and death means Nowhere has no birth and death. You must have birth, you must have death, isn't it? You must have birth and death. For you to know, first of all, you must have birth and death to know your birth and death. Second thing, if the birth and death is definitely are there for you, you cannot know them. Why? Because you're subject to change. See, the changing knower cannot know the changes. Because if you think you are subject to birth, subject to death, if you think you have birth and death, and who are you? You are subject to change. Understand? If you think you are subject to birth and death, you are subject to change. The changing means you are changing. The changing knower cannot be there continuously. The changing knower undergoes changes means then the changes happen. You are not there for you to know all the changes. Only certain changes, what happened in front of you, you know. You cannot know. So the changing knower can never be the knower of the changes. So you are ever of the nature of changelessness. You are ever immortal. Okay, you have no birth and death. You are the knower of the changes in terms of birth and death happening on the part of the Anatma. Okay. You, my body, when you say, again, it's a problem. Your identity is still with the body. You have to see yourself from the standpoint of the formless consciousness. Who is the knower? Body is not the knower. When I say the knower, you are Brahma and you are absolutely change of the nature of changelessness. You are free from all modifications, changes such as birth and death, etc. Therefore, there is no birth and there is no death. Being free from mortality, how can you see your death and your birth? You cannot see your birth and your death. Understand? You cannot see your birth and your death. Again, if at all you think that you are subject to birth and death, then you become what? The changing. You become, you're subject to change. Which means there was many knowers. Then you cannot be, the changing knower cannot be the knower of the changes. Well, a changeless knower alone can know, be the knower of the changes. And because you're the only knower, the consciousness, the only absolute knower is consciousness, Brahma. Therefore, and you are that Brahma. Therefore, you can never know your own birth and death means there's no birth and death for you to know. If there's birth and death, then you cannot be the knower. If you have birth and death, you cannot be the knower. There must be some other knower. Is it clear? If you have to be the knower of birth and death of material forms, and you must be free from birth and death. You are ever of the nature of existence. You are ever of the nature of existence. An ever existing, ever unchanging consciousness you are. Therefore, you can never know your own birth. You can never know your own death. It means not your body's death. The material, you don't say it's your body, okay? There's no your. You can, as a knower, you can know the birth and death of material forms. You can never know death of yourself. Because you have no death. If you have birth and death, then you are changed. You have to change means there must be another knower. There's no other knower. The only knower is you, and you are the knower of birth and death, the changes. Therefore, you are ever of nature of changelessness. Therefore, you are ever absolutely immortal. Is it clear? Still, the problem is, I can see my body's death. How can you see your body's death? How can you know your body's birth? your own body's birth also. Only when the body is born, okay, and the mind has to start functioning, then there's manifestation knowledge. You are there before the birth of the body. You are there knowing, isn't it? Knowing I was not born, you were there. You were the knower. Even before the birth of your body, you were there or not. If I ask the question, what will be the answer? What will be the answer? Were you there before the birth of your body? You can say, okay, I was not there. Before the birth of my body, I was not there. This is the answer of any simple person. I was not there before the birth of my body. Are you sure? 100%. I'm very sure I was not there before the birth of my body. If you say you were not there before the birth of my body, so firmly you say means, how do you know that you were not there before the birth of your body? How do you know? How do you know that you were not there before the birth of the body? If you were not there before the birth of your body, you cannot know that you were not there. Okay? Understand? I was not there before I was born. Means, how do you say? What's the proof that you were not there? Can you prove your non-existence that you were not there before you were born? You're not being there is known to you. Your not being there is known to you. Now, at present, it is known to you. What is known to you? You were not being there before the birth of the body is known to you. Means you were there always. You were never non-existent. The knower of non-existence of the body before the birth of its body. The knower of the prior non-existence of the body before the body must be distinct from the knower of the non-existence. Understand? The knower of the non-existence of the body before its birth must be distinct from, different from the non-existence. Even before the birth of the body, you were there as the knower of the non-existence of the body. But you might not have been able to express it. Understand? After being born, while living in this body, you can say what? I was there knowing the non-existence of my body before its birth. Even though I was not able to communicate it. Understand? Even now I am here after being born in this body. Even after the fall of this body, you say what? I will not be after the fall of the body. How do you say that? Understand? You will be always, even after the fall of the body, you will be there. So these changes are relative destruction. The birth is relative destruction. Death is relative destruction. Nothing but changes. And the changes are objects of knowledge. Changes are the dharmas belonging to the anatma. Okay? The material forms. Changes are the attributes, dharmas belonging to the anatma. And the knower of the bodies, the knower of the attributes of the bodies, the knower of the material forms, the knower of the attributes of the material forms is distinct from the known material forms and their objects and then their attributes. Therefore, you can never know your birth and death because you have no birth and death. You would think you have birth and death. I know my birth, I know my death. If you think also, mistake the body for yourself. And if you think my body is death, I can know. My body is birth, I can know. If at all you say, then what do you say? You mistake yourself for what? The changing one. If you think you are born, if you think you are going to die, means you take yourself to be one who is subject to change. How can the changing knower know the changes? Because before the change happens, you would have undergone change. You must undergo change. You must undergo change in terms of birth, in terms of death, then you cannot be there to know the changes. Therefore, you are, as the knower, you are ever of the nature of changelessness. Therefore, knower alone can know the changes. Okay? The changes are objects of knowledge. And the knower cannot undergo any changes. The knower has to undergo changes and he cannot be the knower of changes. Knower is capable of knowing the changes because knower is ever of the nature of changelessness. The knower is subject to change. Knower cannot be the knower of the changes. So what is the lesson here? You are absolutely immortal. If the identity shifted from the body, even my body is a problem. That's why I said the body identity is in three forms. We discussed in our other panchakam, the panchakam. The three identity, the identity of the physical body is in three forms. When you say, I am the body, my body, for me, everything is wanted. When you say, Mahyam apekshate, mama avashyakam, mahyam avashyakam, mama dehaha, aham dehaha. Any body identity can be in three forms. Still, it is only ignorance. Only ignorance, one can have wrong identity, isn't it? Therefore, here, if the knower, there's no knower other than abstract reality, formless consciousness, and that you are the knower. As a knower of the changes happening on the part of the material forms, you cannot undergo any changes. Therefore, you cannot see your death, your birth, because you have no birth and death. Why you have no birth and death? You are of the nature of changelessness. And what is birth? That's why the non-existence must, what is death? What is birth? The last moment of the prior non-existence is birth. First moment of the posterior non-existence is the death. So prior non-existence is known. Posterior non-existence is known. I will not be there means you know already you will not be there. Isn't it? It is known. Known means you must be there to know. I shall not be there means, you know what? Your posterior non-existence. As an over of posterior non-existence, as an over of prior non-existence, you are distinct from, different from the known prior posterior non-existence. Therefore, you are ever of the nature of changelessness, the only knower of the changes of the changeless knower of the changes of the material forms. Is it clear? Again, I have to shift. Aham Brahma Asmi means what? Okay. Nachasva janmana shamba. Nachasva janmana shamba. Drashtu marhati kaschana. Tauhi praguttara bhava charama prathamakshano. Tauhi praguttara bhava charama prathamakshano. See, Tauhi, he says, what is Janma? What is Janma and what is Nashaha? He says, they are nothing but Prag Uttara Bhava. Charama Pratamakshanav. See, Prag Abhava Charama Kshanaha. Please take second sentence now. Prag Abhava Charama Kshanaha. Say now. Pragabhava charamakshanaha means what? Pragabhava charamakshanaha means the last moment of the prior non-existence of the body is the birth of the body. What is birth? Janma kim? If you ask, what will be the answer? Charamakshanaha. Pragabhava charamakshanaha. Are you able to make out now? Pragabhava charamakshanaha janma. Pragabhava charamakshanaha janma. The definition of birth. Make it. Write it now. Pragabhava charamakshanaha janma. The last moment of the prior non-existence is birth. Of anything. The last moment of the prior non-existence of anything is the birth of that thing. Pragabhavasya charamakshanaha. I break the compound word, okay? Pragabhavasya charamakshanaha janma. Then, pradhvamsa abhavasya athava uttara abhavasya pratamakshanaha nashaha. Call it now. Pradhvamsa abhavasya uttara abhavasya. In the book we have uttara abhavaha. Uttara abhavasya. Uttara abhavasya prathamaha kshanaha nashaha. Death is nothing but the first point of the first moment of the posterior non-existence of something. See, but that moment onwards, the person, the body will not be the cremation. From the time of creation, body will not be. Same body will not be. But what? No. That's why, what is death? First moment of the posterior non-existence is death. And what is birth? There was body was non-existent, 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 non-existent. The last moment of the prior non-existence is birth. This changes, isn't it? When is the knower non-existent? Tell me. When is the knower non-existent? Knower is ever of the nature of existence. Existence, being existent, is the nature of the reality. Not only existence, changelessness is the changeless existence, is the sorup of the reality. And you are that reality, Brahman. Therefore, you are ever of the nature of changelessness. As changeless knower, you can know the changes happening on the part of the material forms in terms of birth, death, etc. You can never know your own birth and death because you have no birth and death. If you think you have birth and death and you must be undergoing changes, if you, as a knower undergoes changes, how can the changing knower know the changes? Got it? Say yes or no. Okay. Sataka says no. Okay, we'll wait, come back again. Nas. So, tauhi. Praguttarabhava charama pratamakshano. One long word he says. The second line of the 15th verse, he just defines what is nashaha, what is janma. What is janma, what is one, he defines. Okay. The last moment of the prior non-existence is birth. The first moment of the posterior non-existence is death. And the knower of this prior non-existence, the posterior non-existence is different from the known non-existence, Sartaka. The knower of the non-existence, Okay, is known, knower of non-existence is different from the known non-existence. Understand? That means you are ever existent. You are ever of the of existence. That's why simple thing is what? Even to know, before my birth, if you take, okay, before the birth of my body, or before the birth of me, before my birth of my body, I was not there, means what? I was not available for transaction. I was not involved in transactions. I was there not knowing I was. Exactly how you are in sleep. If you say you are not there, you are denying your existence in sleep. In sleep, I am not knowing my existence. Similarly, before the birth of the body also, I was not knowing my existence. I was not knowing my existence. That is why I know that I was not born. If I was not there, how can I know that I was not there? Even to know the non-existence of my body before its birth, I must have been there. That's why I know I was. I was not. I know I was not means you are the knower of what? You are knower of the non-existence. Non-existence of what? You are knower of the non-existence of the body. You know the non-existence of, okay, you are knower of the non-existence of the body. How you were? You were there not knowing your own existence. You were there as the knower of the non-existence of the body. One has to make it very clear. Before the birth of my body, I was not knowing my own existence, okay? Knowing the non-existence of my body. I know because knowing is my swarupa. Similarly, even after the death of the body, if we identify with the body, you will think what I shall not be after death. Means who is subject to death? Means already you know you will not be. Means is it? I know I will not be. Means you know. Means you must be there. Knowing you will not be there. Isn't it? Which means that the knower never undergoes changes. The changeless knower alone can know the changes. Therefore, what? If somebody, even if you say, how can I say I'm immortal? If the question is asked, Shastram presents the, puts the question back to us. If how can I know I'm immortal? How, on what basis you say immortality is my nature? Then Shastram says, you have to prove your mortality. Okay? You have to, if you can try to prove your mortality, you try to prove your mortality. That I'm, how can you say you are mortal? Tell me, how can you say you are mortal? Why do we think we are mortals? What is this question? Yeah. Everybody's body dies. Everybody's body one day dies. We've been seen. So body is subject to death. And then afterwards, there's no interaction in the world. Therefore, mortality is my name. Yes, who denies this? Body is not only subject to one change. Body subject to shad bhava vikaraha, sixfold modifications, no doubt about it. Death is one of the changes. This body will become manure for other vegetable plants, other plants, again will become vegetables, again it will become other body also, in the form of vegetables, it will be eaten, and then, so it body, the whole matter will continue to survive without any quantity-wise, there are no any changes, it will be the same quantity of matter will continue to be there. The changes will have happened, that's all. That's all the death, isn't it? But here, we are not denying the death in terms of the change in the form of death happening in the part of the physical form, but you are the knower of your body. You are the knower of the death also, what? The change happening in the form of the death. But you can know, never know your own birth and death because you have no birth and death. If you think you know your birth and death, which means you must be the changing knower. As a changing knower, you cannot know the changes. You are a changeless knower, therefore you can know the changes. That you are said to be the witness also. Non-arriving, non-departing witness of the arriving, departing, changing states of mind. Okay. Death of the Atma can never be proved. Why? Atma has no death. Okay. Na prakasheha mityuktihi. Na prakashehi. Na prakasheha mityuktihi. Prakasheha mityuktihi. Yat prakashani bandhanam. Yat prakashani bandhanam. Na prakasheha mityuktihi. Na prakasheha mityuktihi. Yat prakashani bandhanam. Shani bandhanam. Swaprakasham tamatmanam. Prakasham tamatmanam aprakashakatham sprashet. Aprakashakatham sprashet. Na prakasheha mityuktihi. Na prakasheha mityuktihi. Yat prakashani bandhanam. Prakashani bandhanam. Swaprakasham tamatmanam. Prakasham tamatmanam. Aprakashakatham sprashet. Kashakatham sprashet. Okay. See, in this verse, a subtle fact is also established that absolutely there is no such a thing called ignorance at all. Ignorance is relative. Absolutely what is only pure knowledge. And the pure knowledge itself is what? Pure existence. Absolutely what is there is consciousness, existence. There is no such thing called non-existence at all. There is no such thing called ignorance also, absolutely. If at all you talk about non-existence, it is relative. Non-existence is something relative. Even ignorance is something relative. Ignorance and non-existence are relative. Absolutely, what is only non-pure existence and pure knowledge? And you are that. In fact, you can never place I other than this abstract, formless, pure existence consciousness, which is implied with the term Brahma, Aham Brahma Asmi. So he says, see, Prakash, Ikash is a Atmanepadi Dhatu. Kashe, Prakashe. Prakashate, prakashete, prakashante, prakashase, prakashete, prakashadve, aham prakashe, avam prakashavahe, ayam prakashamahe. We say this, no? So prakashe means what? I shine. I shine. Na prakashe aham. Iti uktihi. Aham na prakashe iti uktihi. Yat prakasha nibandhana. Swaprakasham tam atmanam aprakashaha katham sprashet. Okay. Listen to me carefully. Aham na prakashe. This sentence. Aham na prakashe means what? I do not shine. I do not shine. That's the literal meaning. Please, literal meaning first. I aham na prakashe literally means I do not shine. I do not shine here means I do not illumine. I do not illumine here means what? I do not shine means what? I do not know. I do not shine here means, please make very, 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 the verse has completely very different meaning. I do not shine means what? I am there not knowing my existence. I am there not knowing my existence. I do not shine means I am there not knowing my existence. Understand? So when do I shine? If I know I am, then I shine. If I am there not knowing my existence, I do not shine. If I know I am, I shine. If I am not knowing my existence, I do not shine. So when I say I am not knowing my existence means what? I'm there with the knowledge of the I'm there with the ignorance of my existence. I do not shine is equal to I am not knowing my existence. I am there not knowing my existence means I am there knowing the ignorance of my existence. Got it now? This sentence is very, very complicated sentences. Aham na prakashe. So now, aham na prakashe. See, if you please listen, if you're reading a book, you cannot understand this sentence. He's a great teacher. This Swamiji is a very nice person. Atharupanda is such a great teacher. But still don't read translations. You will not listen, understand here. Because they give literal meaning sometimes. Aham na prakashe. Literally, what is the meaning? I do not shine. When can you say something shines? Only when something is known. Please listen. When the existence of something is known, you can say it is shines. Okay, if I say mic shines. Mic prakashate. Please listen to me to understand. Mic prakashate means mic shines. Mic shines means what? Mike is existent. Mike is existent means the existence of the mic is known. The existence of the mic is not known. Even if the mic is existent, it's as best non-existent. Isn't it? So mic shines means mic enjoys existence. Mic enjoys existence means mic is known. The mic is not known. Even if the mic does not shine. Is it clear now? When do you say something shines? Shines means what? Comes to light. Mic shines, mic prakashate means mic comes to light. Mic comes to light means mic is known. Mike enjoys the status of being existent. Understand? Mike is not. Similarly here, aham prakashe means I shine. I shine means what? In my presence, not only I shine, I also, whenever I shine, I illumine other world of objects also. If I shine means I know I am. Whenever I know I am, listen to me. Aham prakashe is equal to means I shine. I shine means I know I am. I know my existence. I know I am. Whenever there's knowledge of self-existence in terms of I am, I shine. See, kind of, I shine is equal to I know my existence. I know my existence means I know I am. Whenever there's knowledge of self-existence in terms of I am, then the world shines. The world shines, which means I illuminate the world. I am as the know. I am here. I know I am. I also know the world is. When the world is known, I'm the knower. The world is known. The world also is. The world is, I illumine the world. Is it clear? When I do not shine, aham na prakashe, I do not shine means I am not knowing my existence. I do not shine means I am there not knowing my own existence. I am there not knowing my existence means I am, okay, they're ignorant of my existence. I'm ignorant of my existence means what? I'm ignorant of the existence of the world also. When I say I do not shine, I'm ignorant of my existence. Not only I'm ignorant of my existence, I'm ignorant of the existence of the world also. Is it clear? I am ignorant of my own existence. I'm ignorant of the existence of the world. I'm not ignorance of, don't talk about ignorance of the world. I am ignorant of the existence of the world. I'm ignorant of the existence of myself. I am. So in ignorance, I am. In knowledge also, I am. I know the ignorance of my existence, which is deep sleep state. I know my existence in waking state. So, knowledge of my existence is known. Ignorance of my existence also is known to me. Now, I am ever, always the knower. I'm always the knower of my ignorance and existence. Understand, anything known is mithya. Ignorance is known, knowledge is known. Ignorance is also mithya, knowledge is also mithya. Anything mithya is as good as non-existent. It is as though. What is absolutely there then? The knower of ignorance and knowledge alone is satyam. The knower of ignorance and knowledge is what? The pure knowledge. The pure, the absolute, abstract, formless reality, which is ever of the nature of knowing, thereby implied by the term knowledge, the pure knowledge or pure consciousness, others said to be Brahman, alone is Satyam. Aham, I am that Brahma. I am distinct from the known knowledge, I'm distinct from the known ignorance also. Which means the ignorance, okay, ignorance of the existence of the self, ignorance of the existence of the world, this ignorance has no existence outside of me, the knower of ignorance. Understand? Even ignorance is dependent on what? The knower of ignorance to have the status of being existent. Are you all following or not? Very abstract. I'm telling something very, very profound. I tell you, I'm telling something very important from this verse. You are listening to me? Therefore, if ignorance is mithya, where is ignorance? Absolutely, what is there is only pure consciousness. Now tell me, this ignorance of the existence of the self and the world, leave it alone. Ignorance is an object of knowledge. This ignorance shines only in the light of consciousness. And how can this ignorance cover the knowledge? Ignorance which enjoys existence in knowledge, is pervaded by pure knowledge, can never cover the knowledge. Ignorance cannot do any harm to the knowledge. Okay, that's what he says here. Naprakashe aham. Naprakashe aham iti uktihi. Uktihi means what? The statement. Naprakashe iti uktihi. The statement that I do not shine. See, sometimes it be very confusing. That's why I'm giving an explanation like this. Okay? The statement, I do not shine, implies that I do not know my own existence. The statement, I do not shine, implies I do not know my existence. I'm ignorant of my existence. Understand? Aham na prakashe iti uktihi. See, here after learning in the class, you will not go and remember anything. No way. What you learn here, you understand here, it will remain forever. That's what is the, this class is a class of giving vision only. Understand? So understanding the facts here, once the fact is understood, it will never be forgotten. Remain forever. This sentence, the sentence given in the book, you know, something very, you are not very, this intransitive verb is used, it will not be very clear for you. Because we have a very limited sense of the word prakashate. Okay, for us, prakashate means what? Prakashe. Aham na prakashe. I do not shine. Iti uktihi, this statement. The statement that I do not shine is equal to I am, okay, ignorant of my existence. I am not knowing my existence. When I do not shine, when am I ignorant of my existence? I am ignorant of my existence. I am with ignorance of my existence. When I am with the ignorance of my existence. When is the ignorance of existence of the self? Deep sleep state. Is it? The deep sleep state of the mind, the state of experience, when I experience ignorance of my existence. I am not knowing my existence in sleep. I am not knowing my existence in sleep. Whenever I am not knowing my existence in sleep, that is ignorance of the existence of the self. I do not know I am in sleep. Therefore, there is ignorance of the existence of the self. And the ignorance of the existence of the self, when it is there, then simultaneously there is also what? Ignorance of the existence of the world. So in deep sleep state, there is total ignorance. Total ignorance means there's ignorance of the existence of the self, ignorance of the existence of the world is total ignorance. The total ignorance is there, and there is an I am there as what? Illuminator of the total ignorance. I am the knower of the total ignorance. Total ignorance is known, experienced. Along with the total ignorance, what is experience is what? The non-identity. Non-identity, because of non-identity, is also experience of sukham bliss. Now leave alone sukham, leave alone the non-identity, etc. Just take only one, this phenomenon called ignorance. Ignorance is of the existence. Existence of the self and the world. Because there's ignorance of the existence of the self and the world, there's no self and the world division also. There is Advaita Anubhavaha. There's non-dual experience in sleep. There is non-dual experience in sleep because there's no self-world division. Why? There's only ignorance of the existence of the self in the world. Is it clear? That ignorance shines or not? Ignorance shines. When ignorance shines, so when it is said, the statement is made, I do not shine, I am with ignorance of the existence of the self and the world, I am with total ignorance. When I say this total ignorance shines. Total ignorance shines. When the statement is when I do not shine, the total ignorance shines. See, there's a lot of sentences, okay? You have to bring one by one. The total ignorance shines. Whenever we make the statement, I do not shine, I do not know I am, there shines ignorance. Ignorance shines or not, tell me. Ignorance shines means what? You must nod your head, yes or no. Ignorance shines or not. When you say ignorance shines, ignorance is known. Ignorance is known means, now where does the ignorance shine? For the ignorance to shine, there must be illumination of ignorance. Ignorance shines means ignorance is illumined. And ignorance is illumined means there must be illumination of ignorance. What he says now, uktihi prakasha nibandhana. Yet prakasha nibandhana. Beautiful. It's complicated. Verse is complicated. The content is very nice. Okay. Yet prakasha nibandhana. Prakasha nibandhana means what is that because of the presence of the presence of which ignorance shines. Okay. Prakasha nibandhana means illumination of that ignorance has its basis. Prakasha nibandha, yat prakasha nibandhana. So for that ignorance to shine, for that ignorance to shine, there is illumination. There must be illumination. For the ignorance to shine, there must be illumination of that ignorance. If there's no illumination, how can ignorance shine? Are you all listening to me? For ignorance to shine, there must be illumination of the ignorance. For you to say, I do not shine, I do not know I am, I do not know the world exists. For you to say that, for the statement to make, you are meaning there is there's ignorance of the existence of the self and the world, and that the ignorance shines. For the ignorance to shine, there must be what? Illumination of the ignorance. The illumination of the ignorance must be there, means there must be illuminator. And that illuminator is who? Svaprakashaha Atma. Okay? The self-shining, self-effulgent awareness, reality. Svaprakasham tam Atmanam. Okay? So there is Svaprakashaha Atma. The self-effulgent, self-revealing, the abstract reality which is ever of the nature of knowing is always there as the illuminator of the ignorance. The illumination of the ignorance is possible because there is illuminator awareness, consciousness. Okay. And that illuminator, why does that which is there, which knows the ignorance, okay, which is aware of the ignorance, in whose presence ignorance shines. That being in whose presence the ignorance shines must be of the nature of what? Knowing. Isn't it? That which is ever of the nature of knowing is what? Svaprakashaha Atma. Now he says the next sentence. Suprakasham tam atmanam. Suprakasham tam atmanam. For you to know, see, Suprakasha atma means what? I know I am. Okay? Suprakasha atma means what? The atma which shines always, which is there always. Knowing the existence of knowing the existence of the self, not knowing the existence of the self, I am always. Please listen to me. Knowing the existence of the self, not knowing the existence of the self, I am always. When I know I am my existence, there's knowledge of my existence. When I'm there not knowing my existence, there's ignorance of my existence. And the knowledge of the existence of the self, knowledge of the ignorance of the existence of the self and the world is all always shines. Knowledge shines, ignorance also shines. Which means knowledge also is object of knowledge. Ignorance also is object of knowledge. That knower of the ignorance and knowledge, I am the knower of the knowledge and ignorance. I am ever of the nature of knowing. Okay? There's no other evidence. There's no other light which illumines me. The absolute knower. I am the illuminator. The illuminator is me. Illumination is me. Understand? In me shines what? The illuminating total ignorance. Therefore, I am Suprakasha Atma. I am the self ever of the nature of self-effulgence. Suprakasham tam Atmanam. Aprakasha katam sprushet. Very nice. Aprakasha means ignorance. Okay. Aprakasha Suprakasham Atmanam. Aprakasha katam sprushet. How can ignorance touch, taint the pure consciousness knowledge? Ignorance which shines in the presence of consciousness, how can it touch, taint the knowledge? Darkness can never touch the light. Understand? Similarly, ignorance can never touch. Means what? Ignorance cannot affect. That's why initially my sentence I made was slightly incorrect sentence. I know, but out of, you know, this, I'm ignorant, I said. I'm ignorant of my existence, I said. It's for a want of expression. It's not wrong, but grammatically correct. In the Sanva Shatam, it is not correct. I'm always the knowledge. I am aware of the ignorance of my own existence, the existence of the world. Understand? What is known and what is unknown is the existence is known, the existence is unknown. But as a knower, I'm always there. That I am that absolute, pure knowledge, pure existence, Brahma. So, aprakashaha means is ignorance. Ignorance. Okay. Aprakasha means what? Not shining. Not shining implies what? Ignorance. Aprakashaha is ignorance. Prakashaha means light. Aprakasha means darkness. Darkness means implies ignorance. Light implies knowledge. How can ignorance touch or do any harm to the pure knowledge? Got it? If without this book, if I do, I can make it very clear. The words are different also. Suprakasham tam atmanam aprakashaha katam sprushet. How can that ignorance touch, attain the pure consciousness existence in whose presence ignorance shines? Ignorance has a status of being existent. What is ignorance? Oh, ignorance is inseparable power of reality. Unmanifest power of reality is ignorance. And the knowing power of, okay, the manifest knowing power of reality is knowledge. This abstract formless reality is, okay, endowed with the power of knowing. Just as fire is endowed with the power of burning, you can't see the power physically through physical eyes. But you know, the fire is endowed with the power of burning. Sun is endowed with the power of illumining. The power is nothing but Swarupa. Understand? You can separate the illumining power from the sun. Similarly, here we have this. There are gross examples I give, the abstract, formless, inexplicably subtlest reality I arrive at, stumble upon, is it? How? By distinguishing the knower from the known, by analyzing this sort of experience, when I arrive at it, then definitely I cannot deny there is abstract, formless, inexplicably subtlest reality, which is the Swarupam of the knower, and I, which is Swarupam of the I. That aham, that I am that formless abstract reality who am ever of the nature of knowing. That I am pure consciousness existence and pure knowledge existence. Okay, and in so whenever I it is said, the statement is made, I do not shine. We never say that I do not shine means I do not know. I say I do not know. We say, no, I do not know. I don't know that. I don't know this. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. We say this, no? I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. Do we say that or not? I don't know computers, I don't know physics, I don't know chemistry, I don't know I don't know French, I don't know German, I don't know this, I don't know this, I do not know, I do not know, I do not know. When we say, what is it I do not know? It means ignorance. Okay, it is ignorance. This expression, I do not know, aham na prakashe, means I do not shine. I do not shine means I do not know my own existence. Otherwise also, if we don't know anything you say, I do not know, I do not know that, I do not know this, I do not know this. Whenever we say I do not know, what it means? Okay? There is I know the ignorance. Whenever I say I do not know, what I imply is I know the ignorance. How do you know that you do not know? When I say I do not know French, what does it mean? I know, okay, there's ignorance of French. The ignorance of French is known to me. Ignorance is always an object of much. I do not know French means I know there's ignorance of French. My own ignorance of French is known to me. I'm ignorant of my French. I'm ignorant of the French language means my ignorance of French is known to me. Is there any ignorance for that matter? Any ignorance of anything is known to me. Now, that's why I reduce it. Here it says, Naprakash, aham naprakashe iti uktihi. I do not share the statement. Actually implies what? I do not know the existence of myself. I do not know my own existence. I do not know my own existence means I am ignorant of, I am there, there's ignorance of my existence. And whenever there's ignorance of the existence of the self, there is definitely ignorance of the existence of the world. Are you listening to me or reading something else? Sometimes when you read something else, I can make out. You're not following me. Then what happens? It is not, then the flow will stop. That's what I'm saying. There's ignorance of the existence of the self and the world. In the same, in deep sleep state, in the waking state also, when you say, I do not know that, even then, You know what you do not know. You know what you do not know, which means ignorance is always object of your knowledge. Therefore, the ignorance shines. Ignorance is an object of the knowledge means ignorance is known means ignorance shines. Ignorance shines means what is that which illumines the ignorance? What there must be illumination of the ignorance. Okay? The illumination of the ignorance is therefore ignorance shines. Ignorance is illuminated. And if there's illumination of the ignorance, there must be illuminator of the ignorance. And who is the illuminator of the ignorance? The illuminator of the ignorance, the knower of ignorance, is distinct, though not distant from the ignorance. That knower of ignorance is pure knowledge. Knower of ignorance is free from ignorance and knowledge. Knower of ignorance is distinct from ignorance and knowledge. Pure knowledge is untainted, untouched by ignorance. So what he says, tam suprakasham atmanam, that self-effulgent, self-revealing, self-shining consciousness atma, katam aprakashaha sprishet, how can ignorance touch or taint that pure knowledge? Okay, do anything come to the pure knowledge which itself shines in the presence of knowledge? Anything which you know opaquely shines in the presence of the light, what harm can it do to the light? Because it's dependent on the light to come to light, to have the status of being existent. The light, the mind exists depending upon the existence of the light. How can it do any harm to the light? How can it touch the light, taint the light, do any harm to the light? Nothing can do. Okay? Because mithya, it has no independent existence at all outside of the light. In the same way, now we are talking about the shakti, the power, omnipotency, all jnana shakti. Omnipotency is what the total power of knowing. The total power of knowing. Unmanifest is ignorance, manifest is knowledge. Any piece of knowledge pertinent to anything is what? Manifestation of, okay? Manifestation of the knowing power of Ishvara, knowing power of the truth. Knowing power manifest is any piece of knowledge. What is ignorance? And the power is unmanifest, is ignorance. The unmanifest power is ignorance, manifest power is knowledge. And here the reality, that's why ignorance and knowledge are, ignorance is not absence of knowledge, that is opposed to knowledge. Why? Ignorance and knowledge are two different names attributed to the one and the only power of inexplicable anirvachaniya shakti, in the power of the reality. And that's why knowledge also shines, ignorance also shines. When it's manifest, the knowledge power shines in the form of knowledge. When it's unmanifest, power shines in the form of ignorance. And there's illumination of ignorance and the knowledge. That illumination is possible because there is an illuminator. The illuminator knower is the all, okay, the pervasive, abstract, formless, pure knowledge. The reality is implied by the term pure knowledge. Shuddham chaitanyam, shuddham jnanam. The pure knowledge is the source of the power. The pure knowledge is endowed with the inseparable knowing power in the form of ignorance, the inseparable knowing power in the form of knowledge. Understand? Therefore, what can it do? The inseparable power cannot do any harm to this. And said, katam sprishet, because this source of the power must be other than, apart from it, different from the power, isn't it? The source of power is not different from the power. Source of the power is Atma Brahman. You know, second thing is not a source of the power is not, okay, the power is not an independent entity which exists apart from the source. So there may be two things for one thing to touch the other thing, taint the other thing, isn't it? This hand is there, it can go and touch the other. The power, knowing power, the source of the power, are they two? They're not two. Got it? There's the only secondless, absolute, non-dual reality, which is ever endowed with the inseparable power of knowing. This manifest is jnanam. When the power is manifest in the form of jnanam, in the light of knowledge, okay, the reality shines as what? I shine, in me the world shines. When I do not shine, when I am there, not knowing the existence of myself, but then there's not ignorance of the existence of the world also. The whole jagat remains unmanifest, that's total ignorance. And which again remains what? Inseparably, it shines in with me. That's what is Palliyarai Pujai. Understand? The everyday evening, Bhagavan is taken to Devi's place. And there's what? Virindal Prapancham Vadinal Devi. Understand now? The power expand manifest is what? Expansion. Power, when the power is manifest, as though it's expanded, whole jagat shines. The colorful. As though distanced. Not distanced. As though distanced. Expansion. Everything becomes differentiated. Everything shines. And the whole jagat remains unmanifest, undifferentiated, and remains as power. Okay? Then what? Then there's inseparably one. There's manifestation also is inseparable. But still, the plurality, multiplicity, everything shines. That's why jnane jagat prakashate, jagadrupena bhagavaneva prakashate. The reality alone, the reality which is ever of the nature of consciousness, pure knowledge alone, is shining in the form of the whole jagat. The knowledge shines. When there's ignorance, what happens to jagat? Everything, nothing shine, doesn't shine means everything remains as just unmanifest, undifferentiated power called ignorance. The ignorance is not inauspicious. Unmanifest power is ignorance. Manifest power is knowledge. Got it? So, katham aprakashaha svaprakasham tamatmanam spashet. How can that unmanifest power of knowing, obtaining him of ignorance, can do any harm, taint its own source? It is not the second thing. Understand that the power, dependent power, dependent inseparable power is mithya. The source of the power is satyam. I am that Brahma. I am aham that Brahma, endowed with the power of this knowing, untouched by ignorance. Understand now? I am pure knowledge, changeless consciousness, untainted, untouched by ignorance, my own power. Have you made it clear? At least now you nod your head or not? Because this verse, I do not shine, means to get confused. I'm confused. Nibandhanam means the illumination. See, for the guns to shine, okay, there must be what? There must be illumination. There's a necessity of illumination being there for the guns to shine. As we say, illumination, there's a knower, is the existence of the knower is the basis for the known ignorance to be there. Prakashi Bandhana means there is something. There's illumination which is there for the signing of the ignorance. Yeah. The basis for the ignorance is, ignorance is the adheya. What is the adhara for ignorance? Where does that in which, where the ignorance shines is the nibandhana, basis. Adhara for ignorance is what? The knower of ignorance is, the limit of ignorance is the basis for ignorance. Yeah. In Tamil, nibandhana is objection, isn't it? In nibandhana, the condition, no? We said condition. But nibandhana here is the, that's the, it is different, there's the condition of that, there's a base on it. See, it presupposes that there's a condition must be what? Without the light, there cannot be, ignorance cannot shine. There must be something which begins the ignorance to light. That is the condition, isn't it? Basis. Is it clear now? There's the requirement, necessity of the illuminator, the illumination, without whose presence, the presence of which ignorance cannot shine. See, this is not for something to be written and taken home. You understand here, it should never be forgotten. Have you understood Ajnanam today? When you go to see any Devi, every Devi anywhere is symbolizes this inexplicable power. It's both. When Jnanam manifest power, Jagat. Unmanifest power is Maya. Understand? What is Maya and power? Like, no. The power unmanifest is Maya. Power manifest is knowledge. Knowledge means universe. How, see, absolutely, relatively I can say, how all these opaque things shine in the presence of light, the whole inert material world, including time and space, shines in the light of abstract formless consciousness, in the light of awareness, in the light of awareness of awareness, okay? The whole jagat shines. Got somewhere? It's okay. It is not something to be remembered afterwards. Just something new also. I've taught this already very clearly many times. This only because I'm teaching now with reference to this textbook and the word, the Acharya has his own words. These words make you feel something. Oh, isn't it? Naprakashe. If I know I am, I shine. If I do not know I am, but I do not shine. In sleep, you are not shining. You are not shining. You are, but you are not shining. And we think that's not true. Even then, you are shining. Even there, you are shining as what? Knower of ignorance. Okay. But still because you cannot express in it yourself. That's why you say it. You're not shy. Okay. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.